Amen? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now, many of these protesters hate the Jesus of the Bible. Many of these protesters burn in their lust for the same sex. And we know why, because God gave them up, God gave them up, God gave them over. But the good news for the overwhelming majority of Sacramento and the good news for the overwhelming majority of the world is it's not too late, amen? Amen. We're here to be good soldiers with good feet, carrying the good news, amen, to a lost and dying Sacramento and to the world. Look, every foot in this room speaks of this matter of soul winning, whether you know it or not. Every single foot in this room is speaking about this matter of soul winning. Some feet say, I don't give a flip if the world dies and goes to hell. And you say that because you never go. Other feet in the house speak a message of compassion because they actually use their feet to keep somebody out of hell. Amen? Now, whether you realize it or not, if you're saved, you've automatically been drafted into God's army. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And the most important thing about a soldier is their feet. Now, the military knows how important feet are, so you can't even join if you have club feet or flat feet or unhealthy feet. You say, well, Brother Manley, I understand why feet are so important to the physical army, but why are feet so important to the spiritual army? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because our feet keep us from getting cold and keep us from getting weak. Now, what is the first thing that gets cold on your body? Let's say you're on a hunting trip or you're sitting out at a bleachers in a cold football, you know, in a stadium in a cold football game. What's the first thing that gets cold? Your feet. Amen? Your feet's going to be the first thing that always gets cold. Now, many Christians are backslidden, bad attitudes, no joy, dry as a keg of gunpowder, cold as a well digger's hind end. Amen? And they can't figure out why. I'll tell you why. It started in their feet. Our feet are always the first thing to get cold physically, and our feet are always going to be the first thing to get cold spiritually. Now, it's not your wallet that's going to get cold first. It's not your church attendance. It's not your Bible reading that's going to get cold. What's going to get cold is your feet. Feet are always going to be the first thing to get cold. And once your feet get cold, there's only one way to warm them up, and you better start warming them up because it's going to... Your whole body's going to eventually get cold. Amen? If you don't catch your feet, when they start getting cold, it's going to affect your whole core temperature. The only way to get your feet warm is to get up and get moving and get them hot by burning up the street. Amen? Yeah. Now, look at Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 14. Just to give you a little background here, the disciples were sitting around, poochy lip, discouraged and cold, just like you and I would have been, you know, after Jesus was crucified. They're sitting around cold, discouraged. Look, pick it up in verse 14, Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now, would you agree with me? Their hearts are hard and cold. Does everybody see that? Would you agree with me? Now, let's see what the remedy is. Let's see what Jesus told them to do to take care of this little problem they're having. And he said unto them, stay here and listen to Christian contemporary music and swing and sway and pray until you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Is that? Oh, I must not be reading the King James. Let me turn to the King James here. Is that what it said? It says, no, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Now, what part is it that most churches don't understand? Is it the G or is it the O? I mean, this thing getting real hard to figure out, is it? We're supposed to go, amen? Now, look, if the exploits and great works that Pastor Anderson preached about last night are going to get done, it's going to get done from this audience right here. I'm standing at the Econo Lodge, and I was getting a lady to print off one of my sermons, and I tried to share the gospel with her the other night. She had a real big crowd, and it was kind of busy, so I just planted a seed and gave her one of my cards and told her it's a video on the back she can watch. But I was talking to her a little bit tonight. I had a little more chance to go into the full gospel with her tonight, and I asked her, I said, ma'am, I got a question. I heard her say the hotel's packed. Big Joyce Meyer conference. I said, ma'am, how many of those Joyce Meyer people were staying here? She said about 75% of our hotel, Joyce Meyer. Two to a room. I said, well, how many do you think? She said at least 50 or 60. I said, ma'am, has one person, one of those Joyce Meyer's people told you what I told you or asked you what I asked you? Nope. Because if it's going to get done, it's going to get done from us. Amen? Now, let me give you a charge. I want to give you a charge and give you a challenge. I'm going to give you a challenge of how we can get it done. Now, in addition to going organized soul winning with your church every week, I'm talking about it in addition to daily in the temple and every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ and knock doors, amen? In addition to knocking doors, we need to be going this. We need to do organized soul winning, but we also need to do disorganized soul winning. Now, what I mean by disorganized soul winning is we need to be soul winners every day, not just once a week, amen? Now, here goes my challenge. Here goes the challenge that my pastor, to honor, the first independent Baptist pastor I ever had, he's 80 years old today, the Honorable Dr. Ronald T. Petrick, he gave me this years ago, and I pass it on to you. The challenge is, I want you to tell yourself, every day, everywhere, everyone. Say it with me. Every day, everywhere, everyone. Every day, everywhere, everyone. Look to your neighbor and say, every day, everywhere, everyone. I want to be like one of them big shot TBN preachers, you know. But all right, let me explain this to you real quick and I'm done. Every day the souls around you. Every day we're going to the doctor. Every day we're getting our oil changed. Every day we're the plumber's coming to our house. Every day we got souls around us. Every day, amen. Be aware of your surroundings. Soul conscious every day. Okay, everywhere we go, planting seeds for those whose paths we cross that we personally come in contact with every day. Every day, planting seeds for those who we personally come in contact with, who our paths cross every day. Bank teller. I don't have 10 minutes to share the gospel with her. I want to share the gospel with her, and I don't ever want to use one of these things right here as an excuse not to preach the gospel, but I don't have time to preach the gospel to the bank teller. But what I can do is I can tell the bank teller, I can tell the grocery bagger, I can tell the In-N-Out cashier, hey, ma'am, maybe you can come visit with us for church sometime. But most importantly, remember, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And there's a really cool little video link on the back of here that'll tell you how you can oversure you're going to heaven. Now, that didn't take 10 minutes. That barely even took 10 seconds. Amen? Every day, everywhere, everyone. Yes, we've got a great resource Pastor Anderson's talking about, but we've got to point, and some of them will find it on their own, but most of the time we're going to have to point them to it. Amen? Now, everyone, talked about every day, everywhere, everyone. Here's my goal. Here's my challenge to you. And here's my life goal for the rest of my life till I die. My personal life goal is that everyone I have the one-on-one opportunity with, that coworker I'm riding the truck with, that mechanic that's doing some work on my truck, whatever. Whenever I can have a one-on-one collision with somebody and I have a captive audience, it's my goal to drop the bomb on them. Coming up here on the plane, my wife and I were sitting beside this gentleman. He sat down, but we prayed. We said, dear Lord, please let whoever you want sit here in this empty chair sit here, because you know I'm going to drop the bomb on them. And what I did was I said, sir, it's my personal goal. That's exactly what I said. I said, sir, it's my personal goal to ask everybody I can. It's very important. You know what? First I gave him an invitation to church because it's just an icebreaker. Even though I never knew he'd probably never come to San Antonio, it's just an icebreaker. Sir, if you're ever in San Antonio, maybe you can come visit with us sometime. But more importantly, in church, sir, I try to ask everybody I can this very important question. Sir, God forbid if you died today, are you 100% sure you'd be going to heaven? I had the privilege of seeing that man call on Jesus. Amen. About 3,000 feet up in the air. Praise God. Every day, everywhere, everyone, church-wide soul winning, knocking doors every week, but also every day, everywhere, everyone, and that's how we'll get the job done. Amen. Thank you, brother.